Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself. Hello, and welcome back to Beyond the Checklist. Thank you so much for coming back. So this is the final episode in our launch week. And then from here, I'll check in with you every week. So I hope you got a lot out of what I've been sharing this week. And in this final little piece here, I'm going to give you a little preview of what's coming, not just in the podcast, in this space, but about all the work that I do. So we'll talk about some of the themes and episodes you're going to hear and how they connect to coaching, yoga, organizing, life, self-care, and how you can be a part of what I'm building. So let's start with a simple truth that drives all of this, that drives everything that I do. You deserve support that honors your brain, your body, and your capacity. That's what this podcast is here to offer. And it runs through all of the work that I do. So if you're someone who feels like mainstream advice, cookie cutter advice is just not landing, if you're tired of systems that expect you to push through and just do it, if you want more rest, clarity, and sustainable support, this is the place for you. Throughout this podcast, you're going to hear a mix of episode styles. I'll have educational episodes where I'll talk about things like executive function, time blindness, emotional labor, why clutter builds up, nervous system, responses, teaching you about what all of that means. I'll have coaching-inspired episodes where I'll walk you through common patterns and shifts that I help clients make. So things from internalized shame to practical routines. You'll also hear episodes of yoga and nervous system focus where we'll talk about real regulation tools, especially for people who don't want another just meditate solution that doesn't address and look at the full picture. And I'll also have special episodes where I'll share guided practices, quick resets, and audio versions of some of the resources that I share in my work. So those are what I call my little special bonus episodes that you'll get a couple times a month outside of our weekly episodes. So here's a little peek of some of the first episodes I'm going to talk about, the first topics we're going to cover. Why getting started is the hardest part and how to work with that stuckness instead of fighting it. What clutter really means for neurodivergent beyond the surface of just get rid of stuff. How yoga can support executive function, not just in a performative or ableist way, but as a tool for grounding and awareness. And how to design systems around time, space, and energy that are flexible with your life instead of breaking down the minute something changes. One thing I want you to know up front, if you haven't figured it out yet, is that I don't believe in shame-based support. I'm not going to say you should just, you have to, if you just tried harder. Because that's not how this works. That's not how healing works. And that's definitely not how a neurodivergent brain works or thrives. I'll offer you patterns, perspectives, and practices, and things that might help you bring awareness to yourself a little bit more fully. It might be a new routine. It could be letting go of one. It could be a breath, a reset. Or just hearing someone say, yeah, I get it. And here's how all of this connects into my broader work. In my coaching practice, I help clients untangle the root of their overwhelm, not just fixing the surface problems, but getting to the systems underneath, mental, emotional, logistical, that need more support. In my organizing work, and in all the work that I do, I support people with ADHD, chronic disorganization, and life transitions. So we're not trying to make a space perfect. We want to create spaces that feel good to be in. And in my yoga life, in my yoga offers, I work with people who want to regulate, reconnect, and soften the constant pressure to perform. These sessions are built for real people, not for what we see on the internet. All of these pieces overlap. They're not separate. They're a constellation of support. So I'm here, and I created this to help weave them all together in a way that makes sense for you, for now. And I really want this show to feel like a conversation. So not like I'm throwing info out at you. And my hope is to have people come here to and share their own experiences and engage in conversation with those of you who are listening. So the pause between tasks, where you take a break and remember what you're doing, that's what I want this to feel like. I want it to feel like a reset button you hit on a tough day. I want it to feel like the friend who doesn't give you a to-do list, but just a little bit of space to feel more like yourself. So if there's something that you're curious about, or an episode idea that you want to hear, or a challenge you want to help with, please, please, please reach out. It does not have to be a one-way channel. And same goes with an episode, or if you want to read a blog post, or if you want to see something visually, please share that. And you can always connect with me through my website or Instagram. And if something in this podcast helps you, please share it. Let someone else feel like they are not alone. So before I wrap up, I want to preview just one more thing I'm really excited about. Later this year, 2025, I am offering again my Realign Time coaching program. So that is, and you can find out more about it on my website. It encompasses all the pieces of the work that I do. So focus, time, self, space. And we bring in all those pieces, and I have a whole array of tools to work on whatever your goals might be. So there's more information for it on my website. It is a group program, but you also get individual support. I always find it nice to connect with other people who might be experiencing the same things, because it can help you try to release some of that shame or feeling of failure that you might be experiencing. And always, I'm always posting new digital resources on my website. Again, if there's a tool that you're looking for that you can't find somewhere and you think it might help, please tell me. I am happy to work on creating things that might feel more helpful for you, because I'm creating it for you. It doesn't do any good just sit in there. I want you to use it and take what works, leave what doesn't. And over the summer, I am launching my very first program for yoga for neurodiversity, which is a group class that will happen over 6 weeks. And it is 100% built for neurodiversity. Again, you can find out more about it on my website. I've got the page live now. Feel free to reach out if you've got any questions about this. And you'll hear more about this in future episodes, but I really do promise you, because I don't like that feeling when it happens to me. When I'm talking about offers and things that I'm doing, it is always aligned with what we're talking about here. I'm not going to talk about time management systems and then go ahead and offer you a run One Tree Hill watch party. Like, they're going to be connected. And I always have an array of things out there that are free to paid, because I know that it's not always accessible if there's a cost associated with it. And that's okay. And I get it. And I'm always willing to work with people
because I want you to get the tools and support that you need.
No pressure for anything.
I'm just sharing with you next steps if you want them or if you want to learn more. So in my next episode is going to be my first special bonus episode, and we're going to do a guided sensory check-in. So there'll be a short, accessible practice that you can return to whenever you feel untethered or overstimulated. No mat or yoga pants are required. Think of it as a little nervous system love note. So thank you again for being here. Whether you've binged all of these Welcome Week episodes in one go or you're spreading them out over time, I'm really glad that you're here. This podcast is still just getting started, but the foundation is really clear. You don't have to force yourself to fit someone else's checklist. You can create support that honors the fullness of you. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. If something from today's episode resonated with you, I would love for you to share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It helps more people find the support they deserve. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.